community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria RiverFed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives, here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFest for more.
The Alexandria River Fest, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Real Women, Real Talk Friday. DC, I don't know. It seems like you have been lying in the cut these last few days, but you have awakened.
I've just been observing.
You've been observing.
Putting the plan together.
You've been laid back. Well, on this Friday morning, how is your morning started? How has it gotten started?
Good. I really am. I just feel great. It's been a great week. Just glad to be here. You know, whenever you're 6 foot above ground and still rocking.
Uh-huh. And still rocking what?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Still, you know, still doing my thing.
Uh-huh. And so you're rocking and rolling?
There it is.
You looking forward
to the weekend? I'm looking forward to it. You know, my cousin called from Chicago, so he's in New Orleans.
He's
so
in the Crescent City.
Yeah, might have to pack up the family and head to NO.
Yeah, a lot going on in New Orleans this weekend, and it's festival season, of course. that time of the year in New Orleans. But as you are traveling in this morning, getting ready, no kids, no school buses, no school zones. But today is their last really official day. They've got the weekend. And, of course, we will all be back on the grind on Monday. Well, most of us anyway. But as you're traveling in, we want to encourage you to stay engaged. And we just got a call that if you're heading north by the Rapides Station exit, there's an 18-wheeler that has overturned. And, you know, every single morning when we tell you that, you know, on time is late and early is on time, well, when things like that happen on the road, when accidents happen and other things happen on the road, if you've given yourself ample time to get there, then things like that don't throw your morning off as bad. But if you're traveling in other areas, we hadn't heard of anything else going on. And as we were coming in, it is absolutely a beautiful morning. It is crisp and cool. And it's just, you know, it's so invigorating when you pop out in the morning and the fresh air hits your face and you just live to fight today. You know that you got that grace for today. You know it's Friday. It feels good. And those people who are off on the weekend are just looking forward to all of the things that are going on. There's always great activities that are happening in and around our cities this time of the year. We don't want you to forget the March for Babies is happening tomorrow. It's going to be a great family event. It's a great cause, and we hope that your family will go out, your business will go out, and participate with that and be the change that you want to see. And we say it every single day, you know, change starts with each and every one of us. So it's got to start with you, and you've got to make some decisions that, you know what, I'm going to kick it up a notch. I'm going to come out of myself, because really on the weekends, what we're finding is to do other things, it is simply about coming out of yourself, coming out of the things that you want and including others, and being a part of things that affect other people, things that will help other people, and, you know, just great things going on, and it's just such great weather. And what we're loving right now is that we know that summer it's rapidly approaching, but it's just the temperatures right now are really optimal. It's not too hot. It's not too cool. Cool enough for a bathing suit if you really are out on the lake or you're out, you know, by the water. A lot of people are wearing bathing suits. It's still really, for me, not hot enough, but for some people it is. And people are just really shedding all of the warm clothes, all of the winter clothes. And for us in Louisiana, we have not seen probably in years and years and years the kind of winter that we saw this year. So many people are just ready to get out and warm up. And I was asking someone, they said, you know, I'm really ready for the warm weather. And I said, do you like it hot? Well, not too hot. Well, we know that it gets hot in Louisiana. So these are the mornings and the days that we really, really want to enjoy and relish. And I don't know about you, but when we don't have school drop-offs in the morning, it just makes our mornings so much more quiet, so much more laid back. And we really have enjoyed spring break. It really takes the pressure off. We don't have to worry about the homework. We don't have to worry about the hustle and bustle of what young David Christmas has going on. And Monday it will restart. It'll be back in full effect. So I hope that you enjoy your kids this weekend and do something that involves the family. And just enjoy kids, you know. What we understand, what we are understanding every day that we look at our young man is that he is growing, 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 and he will be gone very, very soon. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And I'm going to tell you, it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful conversation that you'll want to stay on point for. So you got to stay with us. We're going to tell you who's on point, who's joining Real Women, Real Talk. And we're also going to tell you about an interesting article that I read that I really would love to share with you all this morning. But first, Chris Roy Jr. of Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in central Louisiana. And you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. And I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for legal advice, if you're looking for information, you've got a situation, there's no nicer man that really cares about the community. He cares about the people that he serves. And he's involved. He's involved in so many things. So if you need legal advice, here's the number once again to the Roy Law Offices. Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-0991. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, in Alexandria, Louisiana. It's almost that time. You know, May is rapidly approaching and hurricane season is upon us. Make sure that you're on point with your home. Your homeowner's insurance, make sure that your auto is on point, life insurance, and the whole gamut. And State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team can help you with that. 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And don't forget, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is our top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Hey, everybody, it's Friday. It's the weekend. And you're on point. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
Of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home, and there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody cries, there's only butterflies.
Take me away,
the secret place,
the secret place,
the sweetest place,
take me away,
take me away,
take me away,
take me away.
Take me away.
Take me away.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. It's the top of the hour. It's 8 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. It's Friday, and you know what? That is my absolute theme song. I don't care what's going on. I always feel like I've got a pocket full of sunshine, and we're sending that sunshine right your way. We hope that you have energy, enthusiasm this morning. We hope that your week has gone well. And most importantly, you know, the things that we do have a lot to do with our thinking. And I was saying to someone yesterday that our team spends probably over half of the time that we spend working, reading and researching and finding information, purveying information to share not only with ourselves, but to share with you. And this morning, there was such an incredible article, and I call them all incredible because each time I read something different or something that is similar to what we have been on the journey of, it really just, it brightens that moment and it gives me even more insight into what the universe is saying. And this article was written the article was really written by Sharon Epperson, but it's an article from Deepak Chopra, and many of you probably have heard about him. You've seen him on Oprah. He is a physician, he's an educator, he's a best-selling author, and he's a firm believer, and he offers some strategies on dreaming and mindfulness. And he says, you know, so many people are dreaming of becoming wealthy, and it's a certain type of mindset, he says, that we actually have to create. And I thought it was just really, really interesting because DC and I have been on this journey for the last several years of not trying to really create wealth, but understanding that when you can be grateful right where you are, that money cannot and should not define your happiness. And for many of us, we use that almost as a barometer as to whether or not we can be happy. And so Deepak Chopra says that the first thing that we need to do is be grateful for wealth, not only in monetary terms. He says you want the kind of wealth that will make for a better life for you and for those people that you love. He says, but be grateful for whatever you have. He says, even if it's very little. And for many, many years, we could not wrap our minds around that. Little just meant not enough. Little meant we needed to work harder. We needed to chase more money. But he says, you got to be grateful right where you are. And so many of us have an issue with that because we have been trained to think that if we have little or we don't have an overabundance, that somehow makes us less than or we can't equal to what others have or what others are doing or what others are attaining. Well, he says that you have to express your gratitude and you have to count your blessings. He says when you do that, it opens the window to what he calls abundance consciousness. And when he said that, I went, abundance consciousness. What's up with that? And he says that opens up opportunities for you. He says, recognize talents that you have and the way that you express them and what makes you unique. He says, society has needs for security, for love, for belonging, for health and well-being, but self-esteem, for creative expression, and for higher consciousness. He says, think about what you have that can help one of those needs. And I thought, what a really deep thought, because that's what we talk about so very often. We talk about using your gifts and your talents. And it brought us back to when Pastor Joe Green was in the studio a few weeks ago, and he said something that just, we really lit up like a Christmas tree when he said it. He said, when you're, and I'm paraphrasing, but it went something like this, DC. He said, when you're in your purpose, when you're doing that thing that you know that you know that you know that you're supposed to be doing, it'll make money jealous. And I don't know if people really got that. But we want to make money jealous. We want to make money run after us instead of us running after the money. And I'm going to tell you, from some people who ran after money for a long, long time, and money, we thought the amount of money that we made per month, per year, that it really defined who we were. It allowed us to live in a specific neighborhood. It allowed us to drive cars. It allowed us to overcharge and overspend. And it really put us in a place that was not real. It put us in a place that was almost grandiose, where you think that you're making all of this money, but really what we learned and what wisdom taught us many, many years later is that it was almost easy come, easy go. We had no real value of sense. We had no real value of our higher power, the great one who was allowing these monies to come in. And it was all about me, 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 I. And I'm telling you that abundance consciousness is a place that when you open up to the possibility of being content and you open up to finding out what it is that you do well and you lend that or you give that to the world or to your community or you give it wherever it's supposed to be given, then that will open up in and of itself a sense of wealth. And it will give you the confidence that you need to go out and to be and to do those things that you were meant to do. And it will also create a confidence in you, a meaningfulness. And so when he used the word abundance consciousness, it really, really made me stop and ponder what that meant about being conscious. But not just being conscious, but being abundantly conscious. And I know that for many of us, it's a process. And you've got to get there. You know, you've got to work for it. You've got to tap into the source. And until you really open up your mind to possibility, you're probably going to be one of those people, just like DC and I, that we're chasing all of the wrong things. And you know what's the most ironic part about it? Is we were chasing all of these things that we now call trappings of society, things that people said were good, we said were good, we thought were good. But if you don't own those things and that money, and those things and that money owns you, that's when they become traps. And you have no real sense of gratitude. You almost have a sense of entitlement. And you never really are able to appreciate what you have. And so for many people, it takes being sat down on the bench, having things stripped away so that you can gain that wisdom and build a sense of, I'm okay. It's okay. I'm okay right where I am. I don't need money and things to define me. But see, what happens is that society has said, if you don't live in the right neighborhood, if you don't own the right vehicle, if you don't wear the right designers, that somehow you're not as good or you're not enough. And so I believe that extreme wealth, that wealthy place, comes from being okay right where you are. And then when you find your purpose and you find that thing that you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to tell you one thing. Money is going to get jealous. And I feel right now that money is getting jealous of you and money is getting jealous of me. That is a great article. I think that many of them are great because for me, I don't know about for you, but they turn the light bulb on for me and they give me a deeper sense of purpose. It makes me want to grind harder in my purpose. It makes me want to, you know, I told DC, I said, you know what, for the first time in my life, I am not going to be content with mediocrity. For the first time in my life, I want to dig really, really deep, and I want to excavate those things that live within me, those things that God put within me. And you know what? At the end of my life, when it's all said and done, I will be able to take my rest. And you know how at all funerals they say, oh, God is saying, well done, oh, good and faithful servant. Well, I will know within my knower that I didn't have anything left in the tank. And it wasn't because I was chasing money and wealth. But what will happen is doing what you're called to do, doing what you're gifted to do, doing what your purpose calls for, money is going to be an absolute consequence of that. It's coming. So you don't have to chase it. And right now, I hope that you'll just grab this and you'll say, you know what? I don't need to be worried about how my bills are going to get paid. Now, of course, you got to go to work. You got to do those things in the natural. But when you're working each day, and they don't have to be quantum leaps, but you're moving closer and closer to that thing that you just absolutely, you thrive in. I mean, nobody does it like you. Yeah, other people are doing it, but you're doing it and you know that you know that you know I got this. This is what I'm built for. This is what I do, you know. And you find not a pridefulness in that, but you find a God space in that. And you say, okay, God, you got me. I know money is coming. It's going to be chasing me down. I ain't got to chase it down. It's coming. You know what? I just wanted to share that with you this morning because I think that so many of us are trying to focus on winning the lottery. We're trying to focus on get-rich-quick schemes, and they never, ever work. You see way too many people that have acquired wealth. They've lost it because they were not happy with where they were. They had no gratitude for where they were. They were always looking to and for the next thing. I'm telling you, gratitude is a process. It's not easy, especially if you don't have everything that you think you need or you want. But if you just try it and you just find a few things that you can be grateful for today, just do it today. Because what does the word say? It says that you just get grace for today. Just do it today. And when you get in tomorrow, you do it tomorrow. If you live and we live to get there. And I'm going to tell you, when you do that and you start to make that purposeful and you make that an attitude and you make it a habit, watch and see what will happen. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the credit union with heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. So many things happening this weekend in the parish, so you've got lots to choose from. If you need to know, go on their Facebook page at the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism or simply phone them at 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Stay on point, everybody. But when we come back, we're going to have Real Women, Real Talk, and we're going to tell you who's joining us. Stay with us.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean.
Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Oh!
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you're well on your way by now. It's 8:25 local time, 9:25 Eastern. And, of course, it's the day that we all love to love. It's Friday, but even bigger than that, it's Real Women, Real Talk. And let me tell you who's joining this morning. We're joined by one of our regular contributors, Teresa Bowie, better known as Reese.
Good morning. Good morning.
Reese is, her company is New Leaders, which is very expansive. We are joined by educators this morning. Also, Valerie Bayon Bandy. She's a site coordinator for the Kennedy Center. She's also an educator of fourth graders at our alma mater, Bunky Elementary School. Dexter Compton is the principal there. And a big shout out to Bunky Elementary and Dexter Compton. We're also joined by Tanya Fauché, who is an instructional technology facilitator down in the big city of La Place, Louisiana. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we were talking before we went on air. It's spring break. All of you guys are in education and have been in education on many degrees, if it's no more than just having children, but being in the system as well. Last official day of spring break, but really, really big. We were talking about the LEAP test. And Valerie, you happen to teach fourth graders. Talk about the challenges.
It's really awful to see that much pressure put on children who are that young. As far as teaching them is concerned, a good teacher is going to give everything she or he has anyway. It's really awful to put that amount of pressure on a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old child. I mean, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And then when you see that the child, like I know this year when I went to Bunky, there were a few children who had failed from last year. And the bullying
really?
Involved when the child doesn't leave the fourth grade and go on to the fifth grade. So the whole process, I just feel it's wrong to place a whole school year on a 4-day test.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And Tanya, for a lot of years, you had the responsibility. DC said, what in the world are you doing in there?
My coffee, sorry y'all.
Getting your coffee, that's okay. You had the responsibility for many, many years, and Tanya is one of those fun teachers. Talk about leaving the pressure of fourth grade and then transitioning into where you are now.
Oh, I almost feel bad for taking a paycheck some days. It's unreal, the difference between being at the central office and doing this job is to be in that classroom. That's the hardest job in the district, is being in that classroom. And especially this year with the changes with Common Core, since I've been out the classroom, I've been placed at a school during testing week. And so I just monitor. And so I go in, dip in and out the classrooms and just monitor the progress of the testing. And, you know, the changes in the actual test, it's unbelievable.
How so?
You know, the changes that they've made as far as the questions and the type of answers that they're looking for with this push with Common Core. It's the things that I had to teach and the way that I had to present material was totally different today.
And so for those people, Tanya, that we have heard so much about Common Core, give us a little bit of insight into what that is, because I think a lot of people aren't even sure what Common Core is.
They probably don't, especially parents. And it's just, and being out the classroom, I probably don't know as much as I should, but being a parent of a child that tested for eighth grade this year, it is understanding at the deepest level. You know, where before a teacher was responsible for teaching maybe, you know, let's say 100 objectives. And now you're in charge of teaching maybe 60. So it looked like your job was going to be a lot easier. But now you have those 60 at the deepest level of understanding, to where the kids actually have to explain it. They have to demonstrate. They have to model. They have to really grasp the concept at the deepest level. And it's just, it's just my son, and being that he didn't start this in kindergarten, they started this with him in sixth grade, really, and now he's in eighth grade, and now it's full-blown Common Core, I just find that he's lost.
Wow.
He's not used to answering questions a certain way. He's not, you know, he's, it's just, it's really frustrating.
Wow.
And for him and for me as a parent.
Let me let Risa weigh in, because Risa, you're shaking your head in agreement.
Absolutely. And it just takes me back to the last meeting that we had, the last PTA meeting at our children's school that my husband and I attended, and the superintendent was there, and one of the parents, like, that was the focus of the conversation, Common Core. Parents were absolutely scared to death because they feel inadequate, because honestly, no one knows, as parents, we don't know how to help our children with this. It just kind of came out of nowhere one day. And I told the superintendent that, you know, he said, well, you know, we need community support and we need parental support to be able to help implement Common Core into the work streams of these children. I said, that's fine and wonderful. I understand that this is something that was state mandated by the government and you couldn't do anything about it. However,
yeah.
How can you expect the children to excel in something that, one, they're not familiar with, they haven't had this since kindergarten, and two, parents have absolutely no idea what this is. And he was, you know, like, yeah, I do understand. But honestly, I don't think that the administrations on the executive levels in education, I don't think that they fully understand Common Core.
Wow.
They've pulled resources, because that was one of the responses that was given to us, the forum of parents.
Yeah.
We've pulled resources from national outlets, and we have them available online. So it's basically like, go fish for it and find it, and I hope I hope it's okay. But honestly, I honestly really don't think that they really and truly understand Common Core and how to be able to sell that to our community of schools.
And so with that said, what have you seen in your fourth grader? As Tanya said, she said it's really unfair. She's seeing that her son was in a place where he was just trying to get it, trying mm-hmm. to get where he needs to be. What did you find?
It's stressful. He gets agitated, he gets aggravated, because he normally excels in the classroom and he's a really intelligent kid. And so when challenged with something that he doesn't understand, and it's not just him, his teacher basically told us at the beginning of the year, don't stress too much about Common Core, because especially in English, proficiency is only, it was in the 60s, maybe 68%.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
So you're going to implement something into the education of our children, but you're really not even expecting them to be advanced. You're really only expecting them to be mediocre, and that's acceptable.
Wow.
And I take offense to that.
Wow. And for you, Valerie, being in the classroom mm-hmm. with Common Core, and Tanya said something so profound. She said, they're asking our kids, now these are 9, 10-year-olds, to think on the deepest level, but how deep can a 9 or 10-year-old go?
And that was one thing. I had a very unique experience, because I left education for a little less than a year to go explore other things that I wanted to know if I could do them or not. That was something that I wanted to know. And I went back into education because I missed it. But here's what happened. When I went back, it seemed like everything had changed. It was like that 1 year was the equivalent of maybe 100 years in education.
Wow.
And and everything was so different. But I always had a metacognitive classroom anyway, where it was based on higher level thinking, critical thinking skills. But what my issue with this whole thing with Common Core is, you're absolutely correct that you felt that way as a parent, mm-hmm. because I felt that way as a teacher, because it was like every week, oh, you need to teach this, you need to teach that. But in the end, it became obvious to me that no one really knew what was going to be on that test. No
wow.
one really knew what should or should not be taught. And the 60-something percent you just said, that's new. I never even was told that information. So the fact of the matter is that what's getting me with this whole thing is, like at the Kennedy Center, where I'm the site coordinator uh-huh. at the end of the day, it's an after-school program. The third grade teacher, we had a project for the kids to draw spring.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if you're very familiar with a third grader and a crayon and a piece of paper, but if you give them that crayon and tell them to draw something and express it that way, you should see them go. It's not like that anymore. They can't create. Everything is becoming so robotic. and you do this on this day, and you do that the fifth minute of instruction, and you do this later on, and it's taking away the main reason why we educate children, so that they will have the ability to create.
Wow. And so what, in your idea, Tanya, I know you've moved into a different realm. Is there a way to sort of get back to a way that our kids can just be kids? Tanya?
Say that again?
I said, is there a way, you were in the classroom for a lot of years, having fun,
yeah,
teaching, allowing kids to be creative. With this new Common Core and with all of the guidelines, is there a way,
uh-huh,
to help our kids to be successful in this?
Well, it's just like the other ladies mentioned, it's so challenging as a teacher. It takes that creativity away from them because we're so pressured to do certain things. And, you know, the difference now, instead of being in the classroom, I'm going into other classrooms and I'm seeing the changes. And she's right. It's like, if I was to go back, what would I do? It's totally different. You know, now it's a push more because I had a sister that homeschooled her kids. And that's kind of what it's mimicking, where it's all group work. It's more student-guided learning. Mm-hmm. You know, it's where when you walk into a classroom now with Common Core, these kids are grouped. They're working together. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out projects, a lot of projects. Mm-hmm. You know, project-based learning, you know, it's just, and some kids, what I'm seeing is that my son, who is usually the less assertive person,
mm-hmm,
he's usually the slacker in the group, if I hate to say it, but he's the one that's going to let everybody else do the work. But he's going to get the grade for the group.
Mm.
And so I just, it's frightening to me.
And
so
hang on, Tanya. Let me let Valerie in. Go ahead, Valerie.
And I am so with you with that, because that was a major issue I had with the things to prove it. When I first got one group of my students, the majority of the class was reading on maybe first grade level.
In the fourth grade?
Yes, ma'am. Maybe first grade level. Okay.
Wow.
Now, then when they came into the observations, they were telling me, well, they need to be in groups. Wait a minute. They need direct instruction. They don't know how to read.
Yeah.
My son is a chemical engineering major at LSU, but I think I can speak for all colleges. There are no group work projects in college. You sit in a room, in a chair, and you process that lecture,
right,
on your own, and there's nobody sitting in a group to share your grade with you.
Mm.
Now, you might be able to find,
right,
a good study group, maybe, but there are no group projects in college,
mm-hmm,
or basically at work. What if you go to a work environment where other people aren't going to let you become a part of the team? What if you have a job,
yeah,
where you have to talk independently or,
right,
work independently? It's not a good basis for what you have to do to survive in America.
Right.
Or in the world.
And you know what I'm concerned about for all kids, and we're all parents here, and our kids are younger, of course, Valerie, than your son. But,
mm-hmm,
our kids, and Tanya, you're a tech guru. Our kids have become so technologically savvy that when you're asking them to think on the deepest level, they don't have to.
They don't have to. Absolutely.
I mean, so,
they don't.
You know, that's paradoxical. How are we asking,
yeah,
them to think on the deepest level when they can't, most of them, and it's every day, day by day, we're,
yeah,
saying to our son,
yeah,
you are going to communicate. You are going to interact with,
yeah,
people. These kids are not interacting. They're not interacting,
mm-hmm,
with each other.
One thing about,
no,
going back to what you said, you know, just like, how can we push this in our children? That's the exact question my husband and I asked ourselves when we realized, you know what, we've basically tried every avenue of education and we're just not satisfied. And I'm fortunate enough that I work virtually, I work from home, and I travel to be able to make the decision to say, you know what, I'm going to control the education of my children. I'm going to take that on myself with my husband, get them in a co-op, and we'll do this at home. Because I just feel I could do more at home with the resources that are available and push them in the direction that I want them to go to be successful in life without leaving them in the hands. I just can't leave them in the hands of Louisiana, the Department of Education anymore.
But
and that's not, it's unfortunate that that's not the reality of
right.
half of the rest of America.
And that's what I was going
to
say.
You know, it's not. It's not.
And Tanya, you know from experience, your sister homeschooled. And, mm-hmm. you know, that is the exception and not the rule. Most mothers, most parents, single mothers, even dual families just cannot yeah. take their kids' education in their own hands and say, I'm going to homeschool. So, you know.
Yeah, that's not an option. But the state is offering some options like that mm-hmm. where you can homeschool your kids. They're giving them, there's different programs where you can educate yourself at home. Mm-hmm. And they're giving them laptops and there's virtual schools.
Yes.
And
so, I mean, they're coming up with some different options.
Louisiana Connections Academy is a virtual
yeah,
public
yeah,
charter school. I was the founding board member of that school. It's Louisiana Connections Academy, and it's free to any Louisiana resident, yeah. and your child can attend that school.
And even if you can't homeschool mm-hmm. 100% of the time, mm-hmm. I've always encouraged parents extend what they're learning in the classroom, expound on that at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we're being taught as homeschool parents, whatever we learn mm-hmm. in curriculum, let's go beyond that
mm-hmm.
and let's ask, okay, so why do you feel like this?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you get from that? Trigger those mm-hmm. instincts in them to be able to think on their own, mm-hmm. but just in a different environment.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not, there's a reason, like they say some people, they talk about war, they look at war, or they're really in war. I'm actually in.
Yeah.
I'm in the classroom.
Yep.
And I'm also someone who founded a virtual charter school because I just want people's kids to get it.
And what does
I don't
that
care
mean,
how.
Though? What does that mean for people who have never heard this concept or ideology of, quote unquote, the virtual classroom? Because, listen, in fourth grade, DC and I felt like we were going to have to go back to college to help our kid
mm-hmm.
with math.
Yeah.
I mean, parents are just not, we're not equipped.
Mm-hmm. And they have
Were you lucky there. That he hadn't had Common Core? Because you would really need college.
Tanya, you know, there were many nights where I had to call you as a fourth grade teacher to say, what in the heck are they asking us? How do we, you know, and
yeah.
it seems like they took the hardest route possible to get the kid to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
well,
what
you
is,
should see now we have first and second grade parents posting questions on Facebook for their kids that they can't answer.
Wow.
I mean, it's that bad. First and second grade.
Wow.
Parents are clueless on how to answer these problems.
And so what does a virtual school really mean, Valerie?
It's a school. Now, we as parents might have difficulty with the concept of virtual schools, but we have children
right.
who were raised in a virtual world.
Right.
So basically they go online, they have instructors, they communicate with their instructors, but everything is done online over the computer. And then their grades, all of that is processed just like it, you know, and they actually speak face-to-face with their teachers, everything.
So
compressed video.
So really everything is virtual. No more the reality of school and the carefreeness and the interaction, the way that we have known it for years and years and years is actually fading. This is a conversation that we need to continue. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be changing gears. But before we change gears, ladies, I want to put this thought out there. Dr. Steve Perry has been a friend to the OPT network, and he is talking about just what you're talking about, kids in the fourth grade being on a first grade reading level, and it's something we need to revisit, and we certainly want to do that. Stay on point, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, federal. Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink, drink it if you can you spend a little time, time is slipping away, away from us, so stay, stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. Someone no one else can see you
you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out. I'm glad you came.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. We're glad that you came. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And what an incredible panel we have this morning, joined by Teresa Bowie, Valerie Bayon-Bandy, and Tanya Fauché. And we're talking about education and where we stand and where we need to stand with our kids. And during the break, I posed the question, are we as parents? I don't care if you're a single parent, I don't care if you're a grandparent raising grandchildren, or if you're a dual family, are we expecting enough from our kids, or have we as parents settled for some sense of mediocrity in our kids? And you say what, Teresa?
Yes, and I was just kind of saying earlier how you hear so many people say, and they relish on the fact that their children are honor roll students or straight A students, and that's wonderful, but is that enough? And really, what does that mean? Because if I'm, for example, if your child may be excelling in a school that the school as a whole is below average, what does that mean? If you're excelling in a community where, compared to the state, that community is below average, what does that mean? And if you're excelling in a state, on a national level, your state is at the bottom of the totem pole. What does that mean?
Oh, that's deep.
When we talk about student achievement, when we talk about academic excellence, compared to what? And so if we begin to set standards based on where we are, and we only set our expectations based on where we are, then what are we really comparing it to in the big picture? And so these are things that I've had to learn as a parent, because my children are really small, but I'm thinking ahead.
Right.
What do I want for them? How do I want them to achieve? How can I prepare them now for achievement in their lives? I have to not think about where I am and what's considered to be excellent here, but where I want them to go and what's going to get them there and what's going to be considered excellence to where they're going. And I think when we can wrap our mind around big picture thinking, then that's when we can start to set standards of expectation.
Oh, I love that. Big picture thinking. Tanya, where do you weigh in on that? Are we expecting enough out of our kids?
I think with the Common Core, we're expecting entirely too much. I think that's something that needed to be trickled in from kindergarten up in a phase. But I just think right now, you know, I just think
I have a question.
Entirely too much.
Because
I, as a parent, personally, don't expect enough. But I think,
really,
you know, as
let's
a
stay
whole,
there for yeah. a minute. Why not?
Because that's just how I was raised. I was raised in a household where, you know, an emphasis really wasn't on education. I had something that was I was just driven intrinsically to go to school and do what I needed to do, but. I wasn't raised in a household like that, and I find myself, you know, gravitating back to what I knew. And so I really didn't, not that I didn't place a heavy emphasis on education, because he was saturated in books and, you know, as a teacher, I mean, he had everything educationally that he could possibly want or need, but he's somebody that's, you know, he's so, you know, just like you describe your son as the total opposite of both of y'all.
Absolutely.
He's so different from me. And he doesn't have that drive. And I just
And so Tanya, you say that in education, probably when we were all growing up, in fact, if you finished high school, probably you had hit that milestone. For well, you know, both of your parents were there. I'm from a single family, but you know, I don't think that there was a great expectation, but you went on to not only get educated, but really get highly educated. And so why do you think that you wouldn't have those sort of same expectations for your son?
I don't think it's that I didn't have the same expectations. I just assumed that he would have them intrinsically. You know, I just assumed he would want that.
Everybody is saying,
yeah.
And that's, you know,
hang on.
And I just feel like I dropped the ball.